with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its scenes while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still. Dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stunned by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more, people talking without speaking, people hearing.
Back to TLB Talk Radio. Today's episode is episode number 46, and the title of today's show is Twitter Files, America Under Fire. Yeah, we'll get into that, but let me get through my usual intro. And yes, there will be calls today after the half hour. So anytime after, and that would be 12:30 Central Time, after that half-hour break, if you would like to call in, again, most days I have so much information. Today, I may have a little bit less information, but I have plenty to fill up the time slot. If I don't get any calls, which that doesn't really surprise me, because a lot of times I don't ask for calls, so most people don't expect to be calling on this show. But today, after the half-hour, if you would like to, I would like to have some calls. Okay, TLB Talk Radio is sponsored by TLB Project's newest website. Y'all know what that is. That's TLBTalk.com. That's a place where you can actually go to discuss the things that we talk about on a weekly basis that we have a lot of trouble talking about. okay, or a lot of platforms that are willing to allow us to talk about. As usual, before we get started, I'd like to once again thank RBN for the platform. I'd like to thank Sam, who is an excellent producer. I'd like to thank Annie at Shake and Wake Radio, who plays this replays this show every Thursday on her network. And I also have a show on Shake and Wake Radio, her network, which is called Eagle's Eye Report, and that's on Wednesdays from 3 to 4 Central Time. These are all very significant parts of the weekly success of the Liberty Beacon Project, getting our message out. Also, for anybody who doesn't know, RBN is conducting an ongoing book drive, which started November 7th and it's running through January 8th. Donations of $100 or more will provide the donor with an opportunity to receive a book previously owned by the late John Stadmiller. And if you don't know who that is, which most of you probably do, but if you don't, John was the founder and owner of the RBN Network. Good friend of mine and a partner of the Liberty Beacon Project. Okay. So if you want to find out how to get involved in this book, book donor scenario, which I think is a great idea, you can visit republicbroadcasting.org and check the home page news feed for details, or you can call them at 800-724-2719, extension 3. That's 800-724-2719, extension 3. Okay. I also need to state something I state every single week, and that is the message I bring you is not entertainment, nor is it baseless guesses or remote possibility. More of that, I don't know if I could actually put more of that in your face before people actually start to believe that this can't be entertainment, because if it is, I fail at it miserably, unless you like hearing a crazy old man raise his voice. Also, you need to understand when Roger raises his voice, it's not for theater. It is for emphasis. It is my honesty. It is telling you exactly what I feel about exactly what I'm telling you at exactly that point in time. So if you are understanding my words and you are witnessing my emotion, then you understand truthfully how I feel about what I'm telling you. Again, there will be calls today after the half hour. Okay. Links to anything that I discuss here will be in the article that's always published on Monday on the libertybeacon.com, our flagship website, and it's published by Noon Central. And just look for the TLB Talk Radio Big Lion's Head on the slideshow. Click on that when you see it go by, and it will take you right to the article with all of the references for everything we're going to discuss today. Okay, so one sec. TLB Talk Radio, Twitter files America under fire. Now, for all of you who think that Roger says things like this because he wants to get the awe factor. No, it's because this is exactly the truth. The problem with the truth today is that if you know what the truth is in its blatant reality, it scares you. So maybe I don't need to know that. Or it frightens you. Maybe I'm not sure I want to know that. Or it terrorizes you. Man, I better not let my kids see this. Or my wife. Or this is the world we live in today, people. The truth has become something that hurts, something that makes you severely uncomfortable, something that makes you go, how the hell is this the world I live in today? It wasn't the one I was born in. This is today. Last week, I presented a show called Twitter D, Twitter Dumb. Okay, that broke into the Twitter file release. It basically was about the time when this release was just starting and information was starting to trickle out that was making most people go, are you kidding me? But if you thought that was all or all I should say about this mind-bursting scenario, wrong. And this may still turn out to be one of the biggest proven stories when all is said and done of sedition and maybe even treason against we the people in a very long time. But it's still developing. And what it is doing is it is lending credibility to other things that conservatives and other individuals like myself, great show hosts on RBN, who a lot of them talk about these things, great platforms all over the internet that are shadow banned. And well, we're going to talk about that just a little bit more as we go along here. If you're conservative today, about 30% of your word gets heard. If you're lucky. If you're not lucky, maybe 5 to 10%. Stop and think about what I just said. What the Twitter dumps are revealing is the absolute control over our governance now exercised by the administrative deep state in conjunction with their most important tools of manipulation, the mainstream media, and hammered home via the frontline tyrants, the social media platforms. This isn't a joke. This is what's coming out right into your face. If you can't see it, wash your face. What's coming out of Twitter right now is so blatant. It's insane. And these are things we've been implying or referring to or saying these are good possibilities for years. But hey, he sounds like a crazy old man, so he must be a crazy old man, right? Except this crazy old man spent 30 years working with the military-industrial complex, facilitating DOD contracts. This crazy old man worked with the government hand-in-hand for over 30 years. This crazy old man has been doing massive research for the last 15 years since I launched the Liberty Beacon Project. And if you put it all together, I see this stuff pretty damn good. And I have the ability to ferret out a whole lot more than most of you do. So if you don't give credence to what I'm saying, do that at your own demise. I have always put out the dare, not the challenge, to dare anybody to prove what I am saying is wrong. Don't say you think it's wrong. Don't say it may be wrong because prove what I say is wrong. If it comes out of my mouth, comes out in two fashions. Either me saying this is a fact, this is a popcorn fact, or me saying this is what I believe. I have very good sources telling me this is a good possibility. Can I prove it? No. Do I believe it? Yes. Those are the two worlds I live in. If I don't say I'm not sure about this, I am. And I am so damn upset about what's going on in America today. I am so personally harmed, emotionally. I'm serious. If somebody would have told me 20 years ago I'd be living in this America today, I'd have asked them what the hell they were smoking. Okay? First off, if anyone truly believes that Twitter was the only social media platform committing illegal and or unconstitutional actions against we the people, especially the conservative we the people, then you're probably a moron. Twitter is in the limelight because of the special circumstances that went through via the sale to Elon Musk, and it's perfect timing. When was this happening? This was culminating right at the point in time when the national election was culminating. Oh, yeah. This might have been altogether different had it been a year ago. Altogether different. But it isn't. This is what happened. This is what's in our face. The administrative deep state runs America, and with a few exceptions, like the 2016 elections, and when people are asking, what is that supposed to mean? There was massive cheating being done for Hillary in the 2016 elections. Trump screamed about it. There were states out there going, this ain't right, this ain't right, this ain't right. The only problem in 2016 is that the deep state severely underestimated, and you've all heard me say this, I'm going to repeat it anyway. The deep state severely underestimated the amount of people that just couldn't stand Hillary. Okay? As well as they totally screwed up and underestimated the amount of people that actually liked the concept of Make America Great Again. 2016 was not supposed to be a Trump win, and it was rigged. And the fact that Trump did win by a not a fantastic margin, but he did win, absolutely floored these people. They totally blew their calculations right out the door. Nobody likes Hillary. I would tell you right now, Bill probably don't like Hillary very much. But that is what I'm saying. The administrative deep state runs America, and with a few exceptions, 2016 elections, does it in a fashion that, although suspected and talked about by writers and hosts like myself and others in the conservative world, has been sold off as tinfoil hat crap, with conservatives suffering from the highest level. Because if you're not a conservative and this stuff isn't bothering you, then you're normal. And if you are a conservative and you're looking at the tyranny and you're speaking out, there's something wrong with you. And you need to be shadow banned, or your posts need to be taken down, or. And this is what we're finding out. Zuckerberg has already told Congress that Facebook was in touch with the security state on several issues on a regular basis. Actually, if you believe this is not even worse with the likes of Facebook than it was with Twitter, again, you're probably a moron. Facebook is a hell of a lot bigger than Twitter, a lot more global than Twitter is, has a lot more money and political power in it, and you're going to tell me that Twitter was the big bad bully on the block for these people? No, it wasn't. Again, the only reason we found out about Twitter, which is probably a mid-level player, not a small player, but not the biggest, not in Facebook's league when it comes to the amount of membership and the global reach. But we already know. Zuckerberg said, yeah, well, we talked to them. Yeah, they gave us advice. But yeah, okay. And you just shrugged them right off, right? Why does Roger, me, this Roger, okay, have, I don't know, 9,000 people on his wall? And it used to be I had hundreds upon hundreds of people commenting, liking, checking, so on and so forth, every single day, all the time. These people haven't left me as in they don't like me anymore, as in they're ashamed to be have their name on my list of friends. No, that number hasn't gone down, but nobody's seeing anything. Why? Because Roger's a serious conservative. And when I ask my friends on Facebook, how come you never put a like on anything anymore? You used to like everything I put up. Roger, I don't see anything from you anymore. So if you think that Twitter was the only me, you're wrong. If you don't think that Facebook isn't doing this to the nth degree more than Twitter is, you're an idiot. And if you don't think Instagram isn't doing it, if you don't think, and I could go on and on, well, Instagram, I believe, is owned by Facebook, so there you go. If you take a look at all of these situations and you put them together, what we end up with is tyranny at the highest level. What we end up with, and most people don't seem to understand, is a group of people who are stepping outside of the Constitution, who are stepping outside of the laws, and literally deciding who's going to run this country, regardless of what you say, and in a lot of cases, in spite of what you say. This goes far beyond someone like Elon going, well, you guys didn't like me, so I'm going to throw some bad stuff out there and make you cry a couple times. No! What we're seeing is proof beyond a shadow of a doubt that a deep state, an administrative deep state, controls this country from one end to the other. If you think you do, you're a moron. If you think your vote counts, you're a moron. We just had a midterm after the worst presidential election that any of us can remember. There was such massive cheating. It's insane. We just had a midterm that a lot of people are screaming was every bit as bad. But it happened. many of those elections are being done over? How many? No, we just have to shut up and live with it, don't we? The deep state has spoken. Not a joke, not an overplay. But I want to get a little bit deeper into the Twittergate situation here. Okay? And I want to bring up some great points from an article written by Blaine L. Pardo. And this, the link to read his entire article will be in the article published tomorrow, as usual. The title of his article I'm going to be taking some stuff from is Twittergate, Peeling Back the Layers of Deception. Okay, that's pretty much what I've been saying up to this point, haven't I? Part of the reason why this attracted me is because he puts a lot of really good things into a small article that says a lot. So let's take some pieces from this, okay? Friday evening, the third in a series of revelatory drops about the inner workings of Twitter was released. According to the stunning information already out, it's now an established fact that conservative ideology was under full assault during the 2020 elections and afterwards. I would also add into that myself that this isn't the first time this has happened, but he's discussing that particular election, so I just figured I'd add that. Most of us who were targeted knew this was happening, but the denials of Twitter, the mainstream media, and Democrat Party leadership made us appear as little more than conspiracy theorists, which is a point I just made. Now, thanks to the great risks that Elon Musk, Matt Taibbi, and Barry Weiss assumed, the moniker is gone. As suspected, the now validated Twitter has essentially, or was essentially, a propaganda arm of the Democrat Party. Party officials made requests to block and silence everyone from the president of the United States down to comedians. And they were. These requests were honored without checks or balances. Tweets were labeled as false. Searches were suppressed. Shadow banning, visibility filtering, took place by left activists within the company. The Hunter Biden laptop story, which could have potentially cost the Biden election, not potentially, polls show it would have, was directly suppressed. The newspaper which reported the story was also blocked on Twitter entirely. So, let's stop right there for a second. They knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that all of the Hunter Biden laptop stuff was real, but they suppressed it. They knew for a fact that the newspaper that put it out had done their research and can prove that this was all real. So they suppressed them. And anybody who took that newspaper's stories and put them anywhere, they got shadow banned. In other words, I don't want your guy elected. I want this guy elected, and this is the way we're going to do it. And there's literally nothing you can do about it. Now, as big as Twitter is, Facebook's a hell of a lot bigger. And if you consider that also on their Instagram platform and others, if you consider all of this being done simultaneously, what you have is a massive amount of interference by a deep state entity, what I call the administrative deep state. Your voice means nothing. At best, these efforts were aimed at manipulating the American people. At worst, it was an attempt to corrupt the election process, amounting to election fraud. Okay. They did manipulate and they did commit fraud. Both. Okay. There is information about government agencies having weekly meetings with social media platforms to give them advice, to tell them what was real, to tell them what wasn't real, to tell them what they would expect to have blocked, so on and so forth. This is your government stepping up to override your vote, to make it useless, to make it worthless. This is what we're looking at. So anybody who thinks that this is a Twitter issue, no. This is a government of the United States of America issue. The release of new data Friday made the revelations even worse. The FBI, the DHS, the National Office of Intelligence had an active role in this censorship. Listen to me. The FBI, the DHS, and the National Office of Intelligence had an active role in the censorship. These agencies provided weekly briefings on open investigations. This amounts to agents in our government stepping in to suppress a free exchange of ideas and thoughts, censoring Americans. We don't want you talking about that because people may get interested and it may tend to push them in a direction we don't want them thinking in. Non-cleared personnel at Twitter, non-cleared meaning they didn't have any clearance, people at Twitter had access to criminal and other investigations which have still not been made public. In other words, take a look at this, take a look at this, take a look at this, look at all of it, and then you decide whether or not that should be published or not. And the thing of it is, they never had the right, nor did they have the clearance to take a look at this information, but they were given access to it anyway. And this gets deeper. We're barely scratching the surface. This gentleman says, I write books focused on true crime, and I cannot get the FBI to comment on open cases. But to Twitter employees were given open access to what may have been classified and sensitive information. Personally, I find this corruption frustrating. As an American, I find it appalling. Part of the reason why Roger likes Blaine, because I find it appalling too. All right. While many of us have long suspected that the deep state had a role in attempting to smother conservative ideas and thoughts, the Twittergate releases validate this. What Elon Musk has made public is a devastating, well, it's all devastating politically as the cover-up of the Watergate scandal. Every bit is bad. And we are still in the early stages of this. What more is left to come out? And I've already said that once. I'll say it again. What haven't we found out yet? We've been told release one. We've been told in release two. We've been told in release three. And we've been told that ain't all that's coming. After the break, okay, we're going to talk a little bit more about actually happened and the ramifications, because most of you are still associating all of this with a Twitter issue, when in fact it's Twitter making you aware of a national issue that has absolutely robbed you of a constitutional republic. If this stands, America does not exist as a constitutional republic anymore. If we let it stand, then we were part and parcel and making sure the Constitutional Republic disappeared. That's not a joke. When they can command who can and cannot win an election, how the hell can you call that a democracy? Or a democratic republic, which is what we have. We have a republic run in a democratic fashion. How can you say that exists if we allow, if we know what we know now and we allow a deep state to continue to tell us who will give us orders and who won't? And why the hell should they ever be called representatives again? Because they're not there to represent you and me. We already know that. We've been screaming about that for years. And it took someone like Musk, who wasn't even born in the United States, to do what was probably one of the best things I've seen happen in a very, very long time. And anybody who says Musk doesn't have a sack, you're an idiot. He put a lot on the line doing what he's doing, and he ain't done yet. Yeah. Okay. All right. So I think we've got a break coming up here. Sam, you with me? Okay, here it is.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Hear my words out of my heart, teacher. Take my arms out of my heart, reach you. But my words, like silent raindrops fell, and echoed in the wells of silence.
All right, everybody. That's something that nobody's ever going to accuse me of, or not too often anyway, and that's silence. I use every chance I get to say as much as I possibly can, and hopefully it's constructive. So let's pick up pretty much where we left off. Elective officials were active participants in these acts against the First Amendment, meaning shadow banning, meaning taking down, which they didn't want people to see you say or hear you say. So we're talking about elected officials were active participants in acts against the First Amendment. Remember that. Anyone following Twittergate has seen evidence of this from their own files on these matters. While names have not been attached to these efforts yet, many of us hope it's only a matter of time. The fact that Democrats are demanding action against Elon Musk is nothing short of them attempting to cover up their complicity and involvement in these activities. Because the heat is coming up under them, and it's going to get hotter and hotter and hotter. This is not something that should blow off or blow away. This is actually that bad. We are looking at a situation now where we have a conspiracy between well-ingrained government employees and politicians to run the country as they see fit, not as we wish to have it. This is basically a coup. It's basically a constant, ongoing coup. And they're demanding that Elon be stopped. They want to do everything and anything to crush this guy. Anything. Why? Because when he starts mentioning names, and those names will get out, you will see careers destroyed. And once you start to see the dominoes fall, well, what happens when one domino falls and hits another one? Yeah, I think you're starting to get the idea there. Okay. Oddly enough, most Americans are unaware of this story. CBS, NBC, ABC have not covered this story at all. Look, people, we're talking about 0 minutes of airtime. We have a social media platform that absolutely negated your First Amendment rights, lied to you about it, went in front of Congress, lied to Congress about it. That's an absolute fact. There are actual videos of the CEO of Twitter saying, nope, we don't ban, nope, we don't shadow ban, nope, we don't do that. All when it not, we now know, was actually being done. Okay? But this got zero airtime on mainstream media. Mainstream media is the fourth estate. It was our founders' wish that the Fourth Estate would be there to protect us, give us our First Amendment rights, tell us when a seditious government was doing things that would harm us, make sure that our voice was heard. This was their position. This was the Fourth Estate. And today we have proof. In your face, beyond a shadow of a doubt, and it's getting worse by the day, that there is collusion between elected officials and deep state administrative officials to shut you up or to keep you from getting what you and your fellow citizens wish. This is being done by the deep state, and it is being totally covered up by CBS, NBC, ABC. Should I go on? Why the hell can anybody out there give me any reason whatsoever, why this wouldn't have been on the big three networks every single day, just breaking records for the amount of information coming out on the mainstream media? Tell me any reason why this wouldn't be the biggest story on media right now. Want to know why? They're part of it. Okay. So again, oddly enough, most Americans are unaware of the story because mainstream media has given it 0 minutes of airtime. Imagine if Woodward and Bernstein had written about Watergate, but the media had refused to run the story. We know how big Watergate was. Well, especially people that are over 50. Okay, and some of you that are over 40 may have heard a little bit about it, but Watergate was huge. But if the mainstream media had not taken the Woodward and Bernstein article and gone to press with it, and told America, this is the cheating, this is the rigging that's going on, what would have happened would have been totally different. History in this country today would be totally different. But this is exactly what we're seeing today. We're seeing a total failure in the Fourth Estate to step up. As a matter of fact, they do everything they can to cover up. They don't even want you to know it's there. And if they never say anything about it, how many people in America do you think still rely on mainstream media for their news, their information, and their education on what's going on in the country they live in? The answer to that question is, it's still far too many. And that's a fact. Why isn't the mainstream media covering this? Simply put, they all did exactly what Twitter did. They suppressed the Hunter Biden laptop story. They discredited conservatives and had an active role in manipulating the American people. Listen to what I just said. The mainstream media and big tech, okay, did everything they could to suppress the Hunter Biden laptop story, to discredit all conservatives who stepped up to say why, and had an active role in manipulating the thoughts of the American people. Geez, isn't that what I just got done telling you about the Fourth Estate and how it's basically been flushing itself down the toilet? This is what we're looking at. We're looking at an America today that, if it doesn't shock you, you obviously don't give a damn. You wouldn't care tomorrow if somebody stepped up and broadcast across your flat screen TV, hey, the United States is now a dictatorship, and this is the way it's going to be, and as long as you do the things we tell you to do, everything will be okay. It won't be much different than it was before, except you're going to do everything we say now. And far too many Americans would be, oh, okay, as long as I can just continue to do what I was doing every day, we're kind of cool with that. And for all of you going, that's a bunch of crap, I would never. Well, what I just told you is exactly what has already happened. What I just told you already exists. The United States is not run by a majority vote in this country. It hasn't been for at least 20 years. And we're getting proof stuffed into our face over and over and over again. And there aren't enough people waking up. And if you're awake and your neighbor isn't, go over and slap him. We are looking at the United States of America literally transforming right under your face. And far too many Americans can't see it at all. Yeah. Why isn't the mainstream media covering it? Simply put, they were all doing exactly what Twitter did, okay? They know that they now may be facing congressional subpoenas. That their files might be made public. Consider the data purge no doubt underway at these media companies as a result of these revelations. I'm telling you right now, they're going through all kinds of data on just about every major platform out there. And they're doing whatever they can so that when Congress subpoenas that information, it's either not available or it don't look anything like it used to. Consider the data purge no doubt underway at these media companies as a result of these revelations. Hillary Clinton must not be the only one who uses BleachBit. Yeah, a little humor there. The complicity of the mainstream media in this fraud is criminal. This lies by omission. That's what it is. Their lies by omission constitute a cover-up. Okay, if not an outright obstruction, that's illegal. The federal employees that were involved in this need to be investigated and held accountable for what they did. Politicians who had a role in censoring other Americans need to face impeachment or criminal charges. Not a joke, an absolute fact. We have another election looming in 2 years. If the Republican Congress does not take decisive action, there is a genuine risk that despite these stunning revelations, with more to come, I'm quite sure, it will all be suppressed and smothered. Without accountability now, we will face another election on an unjust and imbalanced playing field. Do we owe some appreciation to Elon Musk? Yeah. Tell you the truth, I don't even give a damn why he did it. I don't. There are several stories out. I literally don't care. What I care about is the fact that I know of at least 100 people over the last 15 years that I have been in touch with that have been doing everything they can to let you and everybody else know how the system was rigged. And how many of you have heard us say over and over again, the system is rigged far beyond anything you can imagine. And we're constantly being told we're nuts. We're constantly being told, then why do we even have elections? Okay. And I could go on and on. And you all know that. But now what we have with the Musk Twitter releases, what we have is the proof that within at least the realm of one of the mainstay social media platforms, one that does have a global presence, one that does have a huge impression in the United States, one that is followed and utilized by a lot of people, and they tend to get their ideas and shape their ideals from information from that platform. And what are we seeing from them? We are seeing information spewing into our face at 1,000 miles an hour, showing us beyond a shadow of a doubt that people like me, okay, people like John Stadtmiller, yeah, God rest his soul, and a lot of other people have literally been telling you this for years, and you've been thinking we were nuts. This is why I don't give a damn why Elon Musk did what he did. I'm just so happy he did. This is why we can look back on Zuckerberg sitting in front of Congress and saying, yeah, we cooperated on this. Yeah, we cooperated, but you know. Again, another one who blatantly lied in front of Congress. But I can tell you right now, as bad as it was at Twitter, it was probably 10 times worse at Facebook. Facebook has billions of members. Listen to me. I'm going to say that again. Billions of members. This is by far one of the most globally established, if not the most globally established, social media platform out there. And if you don't think it hasn't already happened, we got semi-admissions from Zuckerberg in Congress. But I would say that if there is going to be an investigation, and we're being told there will, let's see. If there's going to be an investigation and it does swing over to Instagram, it does swing over to Facebook, hey, maybe they'll even ask us over at TLB Talk. If we had anything to do with this, I'd love to talk to them. But the point here is we are looking at a situation right now, here today, where we have an ongoing conspiracy to control the elections, and thus whatever happens in this country outside of the realm of we the people. Anybody here who doesn't believe that our liberal friends today are owned by the globalist and controlled by the globalist elites, like, I don't know, Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum, anybody who doesn't believe that, then you explain this to me. Please explain this to me. How can a president be in office for less than 2 years and the most disasters ever to happen in this country in any 20-year period happens in less than 2 years at levels that are totally inconceivable, all running simultaneously? You tell me that. You tell me how the hell this could have happened. I will tell you that everything that this agenda was supposed to have, everything, was voted on almost unanimously by the Liberals, the Democrats. And a vast majority of it, not 100%, but a vast majority of it was told, you know, was basically, oh, we don't want to do this, by the Conservatives. Literally split right down the road. But what you have in the Liberals, and the reason I make that point, because they control Congress, they control the presidency, they control the government at this point, and the deep state controls them. If you take a look at all of this that's going on right now, all of it, what we have is a deep state, an administrative deep state that literally runs America. It's not a joke. And what more has to be proven to you? What more has to be proven to you than for documents to show you that a government agent from the FBI sat down across somebody from somebody at Twitter and said, here's a list of articles and posts that we don't like and we think you need to take them down. And the guy on the other side of the table grabs the list, looks at it, picks up the phone, says, I got something for you, puts it in the scanner, pops up at the other guy's desk. 15 minutes later, a message comes back before this FBI agent even walks out the door. And the kid he was talking to looks up and says, done. This is what we're looking at. We are looking at a government that is controlled by an oligarchy, a government that is controlled by an oligarchical elite, a government that is not controlled by you and me, and hasn't been, I would say, for close to a generation. I will continue to do shows on this as long as I have to get to point out as well as I possibly can. There is nothing out there to me that is more important to this country right now than the fact that we are proving beyond a shadow of a doubt for the first time in a long time. We've been suspecting it. We've been saying it. What we're proving right now is the fact that we, the people, have lost control of this country. And if we don't step up to take it back, if we don't do what needs to be done, if we don't do, excuse me, the trials, if we don't do the, if Congress doesn't get together and bring people in front of them, subpoena them, if these things don't happen, then stop complaining. Because you knew what was going on. By now, everybody's going to know. Within a couple of weeks, the whole country will be aware of this. And if nothing happens, stop complaining. By all proof now available, whether it's 2,000 mules, Mike Lindell's video showing internet connections to all of the working voting machines on election night, Hunter Biden's laptop, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and now the Twitter files, we know that an election was literally steered away from us. We are forced to realize that America is not run by the voice of we the people, but instead by an embedded administrative deep state that fancies themselves our masters. Not a joke, an absolute fact. And every day must prove that even more. And for the most part, and up until now, they have been doing a smashing job of destroying America for their global elitist puppet masters. But now that so many of us have seen this new evidence, now that so many of us can't ignore what is right in front of our face, we're going to find out what Americans are actually made of, aren't we? Are they going to stand up and say, this don't work? This isn't part of our Constitution. You can't steal our vote away from us. It's secret meetings between private corporations and the government telling the media what they can and can't publish and who they're allowed to promote and who they're not allowed to promote. It is going to be the integrity of we the people that's coming online here. And don't you think that anything else is even close to being true? This is true. We are learning the facts, and we had started to learn them 2 years ago when the election happened. But most people tended to brush that off. Don't brush it off anymore, because it keeps adding up. It's additive. It keeps adding up every single week. There's more. right now with the Twitter papers, with the Twitter releases, it's all coming home to roost. Because we are seeing the actions we have been accusing people of for years. Do you want to wake up tomorrow in an America where we the people rule? I'm sorry I didn't, but if we've got a caller, and I'm a walkie-talkie, guys, so if I've got a caller, please bring him in, Sam. Okay, great. Oh, perfect.
Hello?
Hi, James.
Hello. Yeah, hello? Hi. Can you hear me? Hello?
I can, yes.
Okay. I got a list of names here. starts off with, the Patel Corporation, CACI International, Leidos Corporation, Exilis Corporation, Los Alamos National Laboratory, and SRI International. They sound familiar to you?
all right, I got a chuckle going on here. I want to know why you focused on those names, especially a couple of them in there. Go ahead, tell me why you brought those up.
Well, because I was accused on Friday of saying that it was my opinion that Elon Musk was hoping that every man, woman, and child would take his Neuralink, and it was my opinion, right? Now, isn't that like me telling you, you have an opinion about what some of these companies that I mentioned, Raytheon's one of them, but anyway, that's like me telling you.
Who did I work for for 20 years?
yeah, you know, it's like you saying, hey, you know, we're being pushed forward by this. This very, very deep state, highly intelligent people to do what we do and to get into the problems we get into. And Vietnam was a crucible for weapons that were developed in the 50s. And I'm saying, oh, that, Roger, that's your opinion. It's not in the public record, right?
No, you're absolutely right. I agree with you 100%.
All righty. Well, I'll let you go.
I want to take that just a little bit further, okay? These are things that are not a matter of public record. These are things that some of us may know things about. We may know enough unclassified things that we can actually get ideas out as to things that people need to be aware of. But they're not in public record. And thank you for bringing that up.
Right. And so even there's a Facebook post from 2017 from Patel Corporation saying, yeah, Elon Musk, Neuralink, Patel and Elon ought to be cooperating. This is on the public record, right?
I know. And I'm sorry that I saw your call so late, but the music is playing. I'm being shut down.
I'll get back to you sometime.
Oh, next week. Thank you. It's always a pleasure, my friend.
All right. Bye now.
Bye, guys. Hey, everybody, thank you for listening. We'll talk to you next week.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's SusannaSecret.com. SusannaSecret.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.